The FX series The People vs. O.J. Simpson won 5 Emmys last night. 3 awards were for acting, one for Sarah Paulson, who played Prosecutor Marcia Clark, another for Sterling K. Brown as Prosecutor Chris Darden, and last for Courtney B. Vance, who brought the intensity of the late defense attorney Johnny Cochran back to life.
This is the United States of America, and we are defending a black man who is fighting to prove his innocence. Now, I know I don't have to give anyone here a civics lesson about the historic injustices visited upon black men for no other reason other than they're black. It is a plain and simple fact. But we would not be doing our job if we did not at least talk about how race plays a part in this trial. Now, if that is playing the race card, so be it.
Courtney Vance spoke with our co-host Kelly McEvers earlier this year about that role and why the O.J. Simpson trial still resonates in this country 2 decades after the not guilty verdict.
Johnny Cochran, we see him in the same light as we do Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King because he struck a blow. Now, was it a blow for justice? Because there were two people who were killed, and if O.J. Simpson is innocent, who's guilty? But that's what myself and probably a lot of African Americans, what the yes was about, that finally, on the biggest stage, a black man worked the system and got another black man off. Now, was he guilty? We don't know. But that wasn't his job, Johnny Cochran.
You know, it's funny because O.J. Simpson himself famously said, I'm not black, I'm O.J. Simpson. There's this sense and the suggestion in the series that despite that, Johnny Cochran sort of said, like, look, right now, we need you to be black.
We need you to be black today.
Yes. You know, we need you to be black so we can win this because we've got a majority of black jurors and they're going to believe that the police set you up because you're black. And there's a reluctance on the part of O.J. Simpson. And you have to kind of convince him. Did you feel squeamish about that at all?
No squeamishness at all. Just, I didn't follow this. So I'm like a child coming to it. And I'm watching it and I'm going, we are a complicated country. You got a black man married to a white woman living the American dream lifestyle, celebrity down, but doesn't think he's black, does not want to be associated with black people, but gets in trouble. And with a black jury, Johnny Cochran knew that in order for the black man who thought he wasn't black, in order for him to get off, he needed to all of a sudden be black so much so that he had to redo his house.
Right. I wanted to ask you about that scene.
Amazing.
I mean, there's this scene where the jury, before they go to tour his O.J. Simpson's home, Johnny Cochran and his staff go and redecorate the house and make it more black. They put African art in the house. They put, Johnny puts this huge portrait of OJ's mama up on the wall, takes down pictures of white people, puts up pictures of black people, so much so that OJ Simpson, when he walks in, says, I don't even know who these people are. Yeah. Did that really happen?
That really happened. And it's so frightening that someone can be so far away from where he came from in his mind. And in all of our minds, he was living the American dream. And that's why I think this is such a watershed case and so important for the country, because he said, I'm not black. I'm OJ. And I mean, we all look at him and go, are you out of your mind? I mean, it is so deep. That's what Marcia Clark did not understand, the depth of the deepness.
Of
the racial divide. It is so deep that it's going to take everyone just putting their gloves aside and letting it be talked out. You're not going to all understand it today, not tomorrow, but that's why I said to myself, I said, please let the Ferguson grand jury, please let them have a trial. Please let them talk it out. Let the year-long process go through. And let it not be like the O.J. trial, where after the trial, people just go, no, and go back to their corners. It was a perfect opportunity to do what needed to be done, talk it through.
You think that's what this series is helping us do?
That's why I'm here. It's a perfect opportunity for us to begin the process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's got to be talked through.
That's actor Courtney B. Vance talking with our co-host Kelly McEvers back in February. Last night, Vance won his first Emmy for playing Johnny Cochran in the FX limited series The People vs. O.J. Simpson.